Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I'm going to remind you, I will not be here next week. And it's for a very, very, very good reason. I have been invited by the Prime Minister's office to spend a week in Israel. And amongst the things that I will be doing, I'm going to remind you again, as I have, there are a whole bunch of things that I've been told we will be doing that I can't even discuss, but there are a few things I can share with you. I will be having a meeting with the president of Israel. We will be meeting with Ambassador Mike Huckabee, a number of the members of the Knesset. The foreign minister will be meeting with us. There are about, I think there are 20 or 25 of us who have been invited. Alan Dershowitz is part of our group. Found that out the other day. So it's really great stuff. And what I am able to share with you, I will, as we move forward. Of course, as things conclude, I'll be able to share everything. And part of this, just so you know, we're going to the site of the Nova Music Festival. And down into the western Negev. But part of it, my fingers are crossed that we get relatively close to Gaza, because I want to see all of these aid trucks lined up, ready to go in, if only Hamas would unlock the gates from their side. They're the ones who are starving their own people. It's disgusting. It's absolutely, totally disgusting. But it does give you an example of what the barbarians and the savages inside of Hamas are capable of. They're awful excuses for human. They're terrible people. And they're willing to slaughter their own for this mission they've adopted. So if you think that you or I are safe by comparison, you're out of your mind. Anyway, what have we seen over the last couple of days? Growing examples of virulent anti-Semitism inside the Virginia Democrat Party. I'm absolutely appalled by it. State Delegate Sam Rasul, State Senator Ghazala Hashmi, who is their nominee for lieutenant governor, Abigail Spamberger, who is the Democrats' nominee for governor. They all seem to be all okay with his anti-Semitism. It's awful. Mort Klein hasn't been with us for a while. It's a shame. He's a great guy, and I'm happy to have him join us today. The president of ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America. We've seen a terrible increase in anti-Semitism since October the 7th, 2023. I just wanted Mort to jump in, and we'll talk a little bit about it. Mort, welcome, my friend.
It's been too long. I'm glad to hear that you're going to Israel. I just was speaking to Alan Dershowitz yesterday. He told me he's going to Israel. I didn't know why, but he told me he's going.
Yes. Yes, we're going to be travel mates, and great guy, as you know. Mm-hmm. The The pierogi case is getting crazy at this point, where somebody refused to sell him a pierogi because he's a Zionist. So that may be headed to the Supreme Court. Just crazy stuff. Mort, tell me why, and explain to my listeners why we are seeing this anti-Semitic garbage just out there all the time now. I mean, it's worse, I think, than it's been in a long time.
This mindless, irrational Jew hatred is the worst we've seen since the 30s, since the 1930s. It really makes no sense. It didn't make sense in the 30s. When has it made sense? It's never made sense. The Jewish people are the least criminal people in the world, on average, mm-hmm. among the most productive. They really contribute to society. I mean, the great science that they contribute. They started most of the major department stores, you know, big businesses. Mm-hmm. The composers, almost many of the great composers, the songs we all love, written by Jews. Mm-hmm. So we should really appreciate the Jewish people, and yet there's this enormous hatred. And one of the reasons is the Arabs and the Jew haters have been promoting incredible lies about Israel and the Jewish people. They're promoting the lie that Israel's an apartheid state. There are 2 million Arabs who live in Israel. They all vote. 10% of the Israel parliament are Arabs. The Arabs can't vote in any other of the Arab countries. They have all the rights. 10 to 15% of many of the universities in Israel are filled with Arabs. In the apartheid state of South Africa, none of that was possible. So this is a lie. It's a lie that they're occupying Israel's stolen Arab land. This land, throughout history, is land that has been Jewish land. They never stole any of this land. There was never a country of Palestine. People think Israel stole Palestine that was an Arab country. There was never a country of Palestine. It was a region called Palestine. There are no Palestinian kings and queens. In fact, it is under the UN Charter, Article 80, it is prohibited to transfer any parts of Palestine to a non-Jewish entity. This is international law. And they're screaming that Israel won't give them a state. Do you know, who knows this? Israel has offered the Arabs a state 8 times in the last 80 years. 8 times in the last 80 years. 8. The first was 1937, the Peel Commission, where they offered the Arabs 95% of the original region of Palestine, 5% to the Jews. The Arabs said no. In 1948, the famous UN resolution, where they split it in half, half to the Jews, half to the Arabs. The Arabs said no. And they've offered a state, you know, many, many times after that. So these are all lies that may have made people feel negatively toward Jews. And the most recent, as you just mentioned, is that Israel's causing a starvation. They are not starving, first of all. There may be hunger, but even the hunger is because the Hamas Arab Islamic terrorists shoot people who are trying to get the food and shoot the trucks who are trying to come in to bring the food. They shoot at them, so the trucks are afraid to come in. Any hunger you see in Gaza is due to Hamas and the Arabs, and all Hamas has to do to end this war, release the 50 hostages they still have, only 20 of which are alive, and surrender. Give up your arms, and that'll be the end of the war, and they won't do it. So these lies are part of the reasons why you have this type of hatred. In the Middle Ages, you had hatred because they said the Jews were poisoning all the wells and causing the bubonic plague, if you remember those tragedies. Yes. They blamed the Jews for it. Total lies, just like the lies you see today. And I have to say, you don't have enough people pushing back and explaining these are lies. Instead, you're having people like the ones you just mentioned in Virginia promoting these lies. And it's not just Virginia. That woman in Georgia, what is her name? Martha?
Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Taylor Greene.
Yep.
She's become insane. Yeah. I know her for years. She was extremely pro-Israel. Now she's going off the deep end, lying and lying about Israel. What can I say? This is irrational, and, hopefully we'll have more people speaking out, explaining why it's false. And I have to say, and this is a fact, this is not a political statement.
Right.
71% of the Republicans In the polls last week, support Israel over the Arabs. 71% of Republicans. Do you know what the number is among the Democrats? Eight.
Wow.
Eight.
Wow.
A single digit support Israel over the Arabs. Why has the Democratic Party become so viciously hostile to Israel, really anti-Semitic, is just extraordinary. Of course, they've praised and embraced Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley and Betty McClintock. These terrible Jew haters have been embraced by the party. And the worst part is you don't have the Schumers and others condemning them. They're afraid to condemn them. They don't do it. In fact, Schumer and others have praised Mamdani, this Jew hater who's running for mayor of New York. Mm. They've praised him. They haven't condemned him. They praised him. Jerry Nadler, a Jewish congressman from the Upper West Side of New York City, has endorsed him. The senator from Massachusetts, Senator Warren, publicly endorsed him and embraced him. Yep. We have people who are embracing Jew haters, and there's no consequence. We need more courageous people to just tell the truth and condemn this Jew hatred and those who embrace Jew hatred.
I will tell you, Mort, we have many fine people who are part of this program who reach out to me on a regular basis, very, very committed people. And they will say, Jeff, quote, I'm not Jewish, but I love the Jewish people, and I'm going to stand up for you. I love Israel. I support Israel. I think the fact that we have Ambassador Mike Huckabee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who is a minister, for goodness sakes. He's certainly not Jewish. He is one of the strongest supporters of Israel, and he was instrumental in assembling this group of people, including myself and Alan Dershowitz, who are going to Israel in a matter of hours. So there are good people out there. We've got to recruit them. Mort, can I ask a favor of you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be gone for a week. I will be in Israel. I'll be providing my listeners with full information. I'll be getting photos and all the rest of it. When I get back in a week or two, would you mind coming back on so that we can discuss some of the things that I saw and you can give me your perspective?
I would love to. I would like to hear what you saw, what your perspective was after you come back. Of course, I would love to come on board. You know, you mentioned my friend Mike Huckabee. I've known him for 30 years. I used to speak every year in Israel to his Christian Zionist group that he brought every year, hundreds of Christians he brought to Israel. And people said to me, Mort, were you upset that Donald Trump didn't pick you, Mort Klein, to be the ambassador to Israel? I said, yes, I was upset until I found out he picked somebody more pro-Israel than me, Mike Huckabee.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I will give Ambassador Huckabee your best wishes. You and I will reconvene. Yes, indeed. Reconvene in a week or 10 days and discuss these things. Ziga Zunt, thank you so much for being here. We will talk soon. That is Mort Klein. Make sure you visit ZOA.org, ZOA.org. That is the website for the Zionist Organization of America. You can learn more about this ugly rise in anti-Semitism. And yes, unfortunately, it includes so many inside the Virginia Democrat Party. 548 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.